This will be an all-age service, so we won't send the children down to their various groups and activities. It's a shorter service. We can handle the noise, and we still want to make the Lord Jesus our focus, but we'll all stay together as we sing his praises, as we pray, as we hear from his word together. Great, good stuff. Can I invite the children and young people to come and join me at the front for the next part of our service? If you're a grown-up, you'll want a Bible at this point. If you haven't got one of those, you might want to use it on your phone. We're going to Romans chapter 12. And if you haven't got a Bible or a phone, the words will appear on the screen behind me, so don't worry too much. Great to see you guys come up the front. Lovely to see you. Up they come. Have you had good half terms, those of you at school? Yes! Brilliant. Boring. What? Because you love school? Oh. Okay. Well, it's nice to have you back. Nice to see you all here. I know some people have been away. You've come back from holidays. Some have been on aeroplanes, trains, cars. It's lovely to see you all here. Now, guys, we're going to need two ears for this bit. I'm only pointing to one, but we've got two. We're going to listen to the Bible being read, to God's word, okay? Grown ups, so we're Romans chapter 12. If it's in a pew Bible, we're on page 1139. Oh, there it is, page 1139. And the words on the screen as well. This is what God's word says. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Guys, we're going to have a little bit of a think in two parts about what these words mean. Should we talk to God first, ask for his help? It's his words. Should we ask for his help to understand it? Is that a good idea? So should we pray? Should we pray? Should we bow our heads? Yes, that's a yes. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your words in the Bible. Please, please help us get to know you better as we read it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, mate. Now, guys, it is great to have you here. Let me just find my place in the proceedings. Now, really simple question. Wait, I say it's a simple question. Let's just check I've got them in the right order. I haven't. Here we go. Who is this?
Queen.
We're not at school. You can shout it out now.
Queen.
It's Her Majesty the Queen. Look at that, looking all great in her finery. Fantastic. Now, have you ever thought about what it would be like to be queen for the day? Or king. Yep, well done. To be the boss for the day. You ever thought about that? Mums and dads might think you're the boss all the days. Have you ever thought about what you might do? Caitlin Moran in the Times this week, she's been saying what she'd do. What would you do if you could be the king or queen for even a day? Rule the country. I want to hear this. What would ruling the country under your rulership look like, Your Honour? Your Majesty. You'll make sure everyone does the right thing. Very good. As long as it's your thing, is that right? You decide what's right and what's wrong? Okay, that's okay. Could be good, could be bad. Yes, other ideas. What would it be like?
Another king.
Another king? Oh gosh, already a coup d'etat, my goodness.
I'll steal one of their prisoners and I'll give them food.
You're going to steal prisoners and give them food. There's a mixed message going on there. Any other ideas what you do if you were king or queen for the day? Something better than robbing prisons. Well, maybe you can think about that. The sorts of things you might like to do to be king or queen for the day. There'd be all sorts of things. Now, when the queen was made the queen, like we heard in the video, she promised not to rob the prisons. It's funny, isn't it? Not to rob the prisons. But she promised to serve. To serve. Now, when you think of serving, maybe some of you think of this. Tennis. Serve. She did not promise just to be a great tennis player, did she, with a serve as her weapon, as Miss Williams here. That is not what she meant by serve. That's not what she meant. She meant something a bit more like this. That's what the Bible means a bit more when it talks about serving, or the word we had in our reading about a sacrifice. That's kind of serving, giving things to other people, like this waiter. That's what she meant when she promised she would serve. Now, why would the Queen promise to do that? Shall I give you a clue? Let me give you the answers, this one, if I may. Verse 1 of what we read, it said, therefore, in view of God's mercy. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, what is he going on about? What he means is because King Jesus has died on the cross, the queen promised to live for him. That's what it means by God's mercy. In view, because God sent his son to die to save sinners and rose again, because that is true, the queen said, I will serve him. It's a truth that changed everything. It's a truth for the queen. It's true for all Christian believers today. She's a great queen because she serves an even greater king. She's a great queen because she serves an even greater king. Now, do you know what she said? One Christmas. Every Christmas day, what do you do on Christmas Day? Most important thing is?
Open presents,
exactly. The second most important thing is? Listen to Her Majesty the Queen. Exactly, 3 o'clock, sharp, on the dot, you get to listen to the Queen's speech. I know you're all there, front row seats in your sitting rooms at home. And she, in this book here, I've got a little copy of the things she said. And she said this one Christmas, long before any of you were born. But she said, in 2011, God sent into the world a special person, not a philosopher or a general. Ask your grown-ups what they are. Important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. He came not to serve, wrong way around, not to be served, but to serve. See, because of God's mercy, he sent a saviour who could forgive. So the queen is a great queen because she serves an even greater king who served her. That means she does two things, and the passage tells us what they are. And if we love Jesus here this morning, we're to do the same. We'll do the first one, then we'll sing again, and then we'll hear about the second one. So keep listening. Verse 2 tells us the first one. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. There's a lot of jargon there. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In short, it says, think differently to everybody else if you love Jesus. Think differently to everybody else if you love Jesus. Now, how do we do that? We just think of different things? No. It talks here about the renewing of your mind, and elsewhere it explains. Now, hands up, I need a volunteer. Someone, nepotism at its best. Come on, Heidi, here we go. Up you come. You are going to sit on it. This, now, when the queen became queen, she was given a throne. You happy with that? Yes. She sat on a throne like this, and she was handed no expense spared. Look at that. She had a crown, that's how we knew. But also, they gave her, I ran out of prop making time, crown jewels. Look at those. So you can hold these precious crown jewels, Your Majesty. And she sat on the throne, and they made her the queen. There was something else they gave her that isn't in that photograph. Do you know what it is?
A Bible.
A Bible. Fantastic answer. They gave her a Bible. And do you know what they said when they gave her the Bible? They handed her the Bible and said, it's the most precious thing this world affords. Which means it is the most amazing thing in the whole world. Even more amazing, look at those jewels. Aren't they very, very beautiful? And unbelievably expensive. And yet when they gave Her Majesty the Queen the Bible, they said, this is the most precious thing the world affords. Look around. Guys, turn around. Grown-ups, if you're holding one, give it away. Maybe even a paper. There's loads of them. There's loads of them. Who's got one of these at home? Yes. It's not a test, don't panic. But you might well have one at home, or several copies at home. And when they made Her Majesty Queen, they said this, not even this, was the most precious thing. And we can all have it too. And you know why? Because it's God's words. And by reading God's words, it gave her a new mind. It gives all Christians a new mind. It helps us think about who God is, what he's like, and what he's done. All about his mercy. And that's how she serves the even greater king. So, hands up if you would quite like to be queen for the day or king for the day. Yes, you'd quite like to be. I've got a great idea. Do you know how you can live exactly like the king or queen for the day? And you can do it every day? You can trust in Jesus and read the Bible. You don't need the crown jewels because the most precious thing is this. That's what the Bible says. We can renew our minds, and when we do, we can then get to know God. So grown-ups, tomorrow morning, I'm afraid to say, it's not a bank holiday. They are all Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow it is back to the grindstone for lots of you. And I don't know how you're looking forward to that. Perhaps you're trying to shut it all out until you look at your planner tonight and see what tomorrow might bring, all the week ahead. How are you going to live differently if you're a Christian believer today? Not conforming to the pattern of this world, but with a new mind. It is as simple as this. I know we said a lot, but it's reading God's word. Because it is there that we'll view the world through the lens of his mercy. And now we think ahead to our diary and think of those meetings or colleagues that we're perhaps not looking forward to seeing. Or projects we've got to do that we don't want to do. But we'll do them differently if we've done them through the lens of God's mercy. We'll suddenly see that we can live as a living sacrifice rather than expecting everyone else to be the sacrifice for us. And that is what we've seen in Her Majesty the Queen. Guys, you have just started fidgeting. You've listened. Brilliant. Back to your seats. We're going to sing again. Then I'll get you up here in a moment. Thank you very much, Your Majesty. Back to your seats. Thank you. And then we'll hear the second point about how to live with a renewed mind. Brilliant. You're in good voice. Grown-ups can sit down. Children, come and join me for one final time. Brilliant. Grown-ups, Bibles open again. Romans 12, page 1139. We're just going to see the second thing. She's a great queen because she serves an even greater king. Because of his mercy, she thinks differently. And as we come and take our seats, let me read one more thing. Verse 3, it says, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought." Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. What is he going on about? Now, what that means is this. Because King Jesus died and he was a king, listen up, guys, all believers shouldn't think they're really, really super and special people. Because King Jesus died. That's a great question. Why shouldn't we think like that? Because King Jesus died, we should be humble. We should be humble, which means not think we're more special than anybody else. Now, guys, listen up. Look at this. Now, Johnny, my friend, he told me there's a new train line opened very recently. Anyone been yet? No. But the Elizabeth line, the brand new underground tube line, has opened. Yeah.
I might go.
You might go. Fantastic. I think it sounds really fun. Now, there she is, giving us a smile. The Elizabeth line. Isn't that wonderful? She's there. She's even in the right matching colour. When you see it on the tube maps, you'll see. Now, guess what? When she turned up, do you know what they did? Do you know what they gave her? Have you ever seen one of these before? What? They gave her an Oyster card. They gave her an Oyster card. Look, here she is. Her Majesty. She's queuing up like we do to get an Oyster card. To tap in and tap out. Now, do you think that's amazing? Do you think, as she got her card there and they said, "Come this way, Your Majesty," she might have expected the gates to be open and she walks through and says, "Well, it's got my name on the line." But no. There she is, getting an Oyster card, the same as you, the same as me. A small little example, I better not lose this one, a small little example of not thinking yourself more special and being humble. She's a great queen because she serves a greater, greater king. That means it looks like this. Have you ever heard this at home? Listen up, guys. Have you ever heard this? Oh, don't, I tell you what, God's word is great. It's not a great weapon. I wouldn't whack over the head with it. That would be my top tip. Now, listen to this. Have you ever heard these words? Could you please go and tidy your room?
Yes.
You've heard that?
Yes.
Some have some blank faces here. You might start hearing it now. You might get that phrase at home. And have you ever thought, "I am not tidying my room"?
No, never. No,
never. I might just corroborate some of these facts.
I'm not listening.
You always tidy your room first time. That's great to hear. You could be a model to everybody else. But that means you can't think when mummy or daddy says, "Tidy your room," you can't think, listen up guys, you can't think, "No, never. It's not my job. That's my grown-up's job. That's mummy or daddy's job." It is not to think like that. It is to think, okay, that is a job that needs to be done. So grown-ups, as we go into the week, as we think about what lies ahead, we can think like the queen, who wants to think like Jesus by thinking, no, that is something I will do. Or, yes, that is something I will do. Not that it's beneath me. Lots of you very busy at home. Those chores are dull. And yet you serve. And the more we think of Jesus, the more we'll willingly serve. There'll be jobs at home. Jobs at work. You think, I just don't want to do that. And actually, shall I just try and recruit someone to do it for me? It's beneath me. That's the way the world works. Jesus says, I'm a king. It wasn't beneath me. The queen is a great queen because she serves just like her greater king. Guys, you need a new mind to think that way. That's why I read God's Bible. And that's the only place we'll find out about God's mercy. And that's the only place we'll understand who Jesus is and what he's like. So as we go back to our seats, shall I pray and ask for his help that we would have new brains, new minds, to think differently because of God's mercy, to serve a greater king like the queen. Let's pray. Should we talk to God? Let's stop fidgeting, maybe. I think you might need some help today. Let's shake out those fidgets. I can sense a little. Me too, I do it. It helps me stop fidgeting. Can I do that? And I bow my head. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word that renews our minds because it tells us of your mercy. We pray that you'd help these young people, but all of us, to go out into your world this week thinking differently because of a willingness to be a sacrifice as we think more of the sacrifice of Jesus for us. We pray you'd help us to hold him out by what we say and what we do, not thinking ourselves more highly than we ought, but looking to the example and the salvation that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray you'd help us to live for him and for your glory alone this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.